I'd like to welcome everyone out. We'll come to order. This is the Thursday, April 30th, regular session of Commissioners Court. Let's start with a few moments of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the court this morning? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
The payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Yes. Item D are the accounts payable.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, state and county tax summary, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item three is to discuss and take action to approve the agreement with Sharon Water Supply.
Judge, Commissioners, this is an interlocal agreement between the county and Sharon Water Supply to place two antennas for our Upshur County Sheriff's Office communication system on their water tower across from Precinct 4 Barn. The board approved it this week in Winnsboro, Sharon Water Supply, and it's going to be at no cost to Sharon Water Supply liability, and it's working on a grant through the county to do this, trying to bypass the cost through the sheriff's office or the county. Any questions?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the interlocal agreement with Sharon Water Supply. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Thank you.
Item four is to hear from petroleum traders. Are they present?
The rest of item four is to discuss and take action to award the bid for diesel fuel and gasoline in Roden Bridge. Originally, we had two bids, and I believe the difference in the bids between Petroleum Traders and Jackson Oil?
Yeah.
There was a little bit of difference. In order to meet the bidding rules, we had to give Petroleum Traders an opportunity to appear before the court today.
Motion to approve Jackson Oil for dealing fuel and gasoline.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to award the bid for diesel fuel and gasoline in Roden Bridge to Jackson Oil from Mount Pleasant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. It was last meeting. I don't have it with me today.
It was that same. I think I gave you a copy last week or 2 weeks ago.
You did.
That's the reason I don't have my copy. I gave it to you.
Item five is to discuss and take action to clarify that depository bids will be due by May the 14th, 2009 at 5 p.m. and will be opened May the 15th in the regular meeting and will be awarded May the 29th in the regular meeting. And the treasurer asked me to just make sure we clarified this process. That is how I've published it in the paper. But I think our minutes were not, maybe the court wasn't clear when we discussed this on our previous action.
Move to approve.
Second.
So the motion by Commissioner Ferguson and second by Commissioner Crabtree is to require bids to be received by 5 p.m. on May the 14th, to be opened May the 15th in our regular meeting and awarded in our May the 29th regular meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is to discuss and take action on the Upshur County investment policy for 2009 and 2010.
Y'all each got a copy of that. It's basically the same. We have to do this every year, and today our policy runs out from the prior year. We have to have this on file, and we're just renewing it. And I have a sheet back here on the back that needs to be signed by each of you so it can be validated. It's been 4 minutes. This is what I can send out to our investments. We invest with tax pool, also with the banks. And so our old one was sent with the bank statements. Bank bids. So this is just renewing for the year.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the 2009-2010 Upshur County investment policy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thank you, Myra.
I just put this on the top so it'd be easier.
Item seven is to discuss and take action to approve the payment for the repair of two desktop computers from JP1 and JP3 out of the JP Technology Fund.
That's just repair.
For today to do it. So if you don't approve, it'll come out of my budget, but I'm just asking if this could come out of JP Technology. It was for two JP computers.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Thank you.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the expenditure out of the JP Technology Fund for these computer repairs. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item eight is to discuss and take action concerning the disposal of records in the basement of the courthouse.
To destroy the records that are in the basement that we're trying to, most of them are Ms. Harris's records. So we need to know if we're going to shred them ourselves, or if we're going to hire somebody to get them, take them to them, or exactly what we need to do.
Would you say the price of somebody else to come in and shred these would be less?
Well, I got three. There's three different options that we could do. There's one out of Longview that will do 15 cents a pound with a minimum of $50, which we're going to go away. We'll be above $50. They were just estimating like 6,000 pounds is what I just sort of rounded just to give me some figures, and that would be like $900. There's one out of Tyler that would do, for about the same 6,000 pounds, would be $1,500. Now, the one in Longview does come here and pick it up and take it back there to shred it. They don't shred them here on site, but the one from Tyler does. If we take it to them, the one in Tyler, it's just like $20 to do it for, then it would end up being like $400. So we have different options. It's just what y'all want done.
So if...
How many boxes Mark's going to do?
I'm not quite halfway through it. I'm over 100 boxes. I've got like 110 already marked, and I've still got to go through about another half of that.
We're talking about records that go back till...
In the 60s.
And the law states through the Texas Library that I can go out and destroy everything on payroll back that far except for the master payrolls.
Is the best one, Carmen, this on-site destruction by advantage document on the last page?
They do $4 a box. Because I'm guessing 200 boxes, that would be about $800.
Now, if we deliver it to Tyler, it's how much?
The one in Tyler is $20 a box. It would be about $400.
And it's $800 on-site, probably? I'll take it to Tyler for $400. I mean, yeah.
$200
to say 400.
Might be a little more. I don't know until I get all the boxes labeled, but I am up to 110 boxes and not but about halfway through. I just did this, the 200 boxes or the 6,000 pounds to give y'all a figure to look at.
My suggestion is I will haul them to Tyler. That's that place going into
right
before you get just past Interstate 20.
It's called Architecture.
Right. Yeah. I'd be happy to take them over there.
Well, it's you know, when we bought that, we bought it for all the offices, and when we used it on some of our priors, I mean, we got rid of a lot of stuff that we just had in office. It started making a noise and this, that, and the other, so I don't know if it'll actually hold out or not.
I think it's probably a little bit too much for us to shred.
We did a lot down there by the amount of bags we had.
And then we have to haul them off, and I mean, they take care of it all.
Some of these items might have social security numbers and everything, and then, you know, I don't need that out or anything, so, and, you know, I trust you.
They're professional. They'll take care of that.
Well, I'm talking about, and they should give us a letter of destructibility that they've destroyed it.
I don't want anything just flying out of your truck. I mean, probably some of these people may be deceased by now, but who knows?
I can handle hauling it without losing anything.
All right.
The sheriff's office has two covered trailers, 24 foot.
Yes, I see that.
Okay.
Enclosed trailers that you can actually padlock it in.
Okay.
You'll let us borrow it then?
Do we want to know how we're going to come out of that? Where do y'all want to pay for it out of?
Records management.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is records management.
21.
Or is it records archives? Because it's archived.
No, it's records management.
I'll make a motion that we
use Architect Shredding.
Architect Shredding, and I will deliver the documents to them.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the shredding by Architects Shredding and Tyler. Those in favor?
Now, you're going to have to be there when we're loading to tell us.
Okay. Yes, we will. Because we will have exactly what needs to be shredded.
That item is approved. Probably about $400. Estimated. Item 9 is to discuss and take action to approve a request from the Tea Party organization to assemble on the courthouse lawn on July the 4th, 2009 from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
I'll make a motion they use that with electricity if they need it. It's not on here. Is that okay?
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the use of the courthouse lawn on July the 4th. With electricity if they need it.
Judge, court, if they're going to ask for security like they did last time, they're probably going to pay for it. That's the county.
All right. Okay. We're not going to be.
Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is to discuss and take action regarding the burn spot on the upper part of the roof at the Justice Center. There is a part of the roof has been burned at the Justice Center, and it needs to be repaired.
I've done a small investigation. I hadn't had time to finish it. Robert's hit me on it. We're trying to determine what happened. And I think we can have it done by next meeting. But we do need to go ahead and have it repaired. And I believe that bid was $1,000.
I'm not for sure.
It was $1,000.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we've got to have it fixed because
our warranty.
That's right.
Who are we going to have to fix it?
We're going to. I'm sure we'll have to use Goodwin because it was of the warranty. You know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how it got burned or who burned it.
No. What Lloyd and I kind of came conclusion to, someone had a torch up there, and it either got blown over or kicked over or something. And you can see it burning.
It's just a flammable material.
But y'all will work to mm-hmm. try to find out if somebody's got some liability for us. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We can find out what happened.
So we'll fix it and then try to recover our money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, here's this bid, $1,000. Good one.
I think the good one needs to fix it or whatever. I mean, it's his roof up there. So.
Unless we could find another company that uses the same material, you know, the same company that he, because they're the ones that have the warranty.
Yeah, it's a manufacturer warranty, not an installer warranty. But for the manufacturer warranty, it has to be installed properly, and they're not going to warranty that roof if something messes up with it like it is.
They're
going
to replace another material up there. So I move we go ahead and employ Goodwin to repair it for $1,000.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the repairs on the upper portion of the roof at the Justice Center. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is to discuss and take action to approve the repairs to the Constable 3 vehicle or the option to pay mileage for the remainder of the budget year.
Constable called me and told me that his car was messed up and it was going to cost about $700 to fix it. And there was four or five different things. I air conditioning and something with intake. At first he thought it was cracked, but then he told me it wasn't the intake wasn't cracked. It was, I'm not sure what it was, but it was $700 to fix it. And
that's probably the low side.
Well, he thought that would be the high side.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It went from 900 to 700 when the intake wasn't cracked, and there was they found something that was, I guess, less severe than that. And the option of paying mileage, I don't know how many miles they drive, but we're probably cheaper to fix it for the than we are to pay mileage. It's Jerry Keane.
I put that option on there just because I didn't know. I mean, I know the car is not in great shape.
Well, I talked to Jerry about it.
I'm hoping that we can get some vehicles for constables.
He thought that we've done a fair amount of work on it just recently. He's transferred some money out of his fuel, and I think he's worked on it quite a bit, and he thought it'd probably be best to just go ahead and fix it. Instead of using his, what he preferred anyway. So.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion to. I guess I'm gonna stick with the $700. I'll make a motion that we allow $700, and if it runs over that, then we'll have to discuss it some more.
Has he got that money in his budget?
No, it's going to have to come from contingency.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to spend $700 out of contingency to repair Constable 3's vehicle. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 12 is to discuss and take action to approve a change in the archival film services contract from film creation and storage to film and CD storage.
This is most of our film, and I'm going to make this real short. Y'all have this to look at. Most of our film, our records are on film in argon gas. We pay $350 a month for storage. After I came in office, we found 600 odd rolls and bank vaults here in town. This company is going to take those, compare the film. The film has a shelf life of about 20 years. The gold CDs have a shelf life of about 200 years. And this is going to, bottom line is, this is going to save the county a little over $1,000 a year and still give us a much better protection of our records. So I'm asking y'all to accept this.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the new contract with Manitron regarding storage of county records. Those in favor? That's approved. M-A-N-A-T-R-O-N. Yeah. Are they part of Austin? Okay. And, Madam Clerk, what I'll do is put this, I've executed these contracts, both copies, so I'll put them back into the record, and it's got their envelope in there to remail it back to them, and then okay. Thank you, ma'am. Item 13 is to discuss and take action to grant Gilmer Cable an easement on the county's Highway 300 land. I still don't have an answer to this. I've held Mr. Mooney up for a couple of weeks already. I guess unless there's some opposition or someone's opposed to allowing him to bore his cable under our land, I would ask the court to approve the easement, and then in the next couple of weeks, when I get the answer as to whether or not we own the land, I could just execute the easement.
Can we just give them a roads and rights away instead of an easement?
Well, it doesn't actually, because of the way, the direction that the cable needs to go, it actually has to go, it's not completely on the right-of-way. It's going to have to travel. Is that the way you understood it?
Yes, sir.
It's going to have to travel, like, cut across our land rather than go down the right-of-way. And I mean, we shouldn't sign an easement unless we know we own the land. And
so really, we shouldn't take any action on it at this time until we know where we actually stand then, right?
Right. Unless you want to approve the easement pending my verification that we own the land.
We can do that.
You feel safe with that?
Yeah. And because I'm not going to execute the easement unless I'm comfortable that we own the land.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the easement for Gilmer Cable, contingent on my verification that we actually own the land on Highway 300. Those in favor? That's approved. Item 14 is to discuss and take action to replace two HVAC units at the Upshur County Justice Center. And we got a number of proposals. And here I'll tell y'all what the bids were, or the proposals were. From Good Brothers in Longview, it was $17,172. And I'm quoting, there were two different bids, but I'm quoting the comparable equipment on these bids. On Young Heating and Air, $17,850. Ben Maine's Air Conditioning, $28,750. Wilson Air Conditioning, $19,970. And Hayes Heating and Air, $19,325. The two lowest bids are from Goode Brothers at $17,172 and Young's Heating and Air at $17,850. The difference there is about $678. This is not a formal bid process because we're under the $25,000, but I'm glad that Mr. Daniels went out and got five different proposals. That's a great idea. Carrier with Young's Heating and Air and American Standard with Goode Brothers. And Mr. Young is in business here, pays taxes here, works here. I recommend that we spend the $17,850 with Young's.
Judge, on Wilson Air, I'd like to bring to the court's attention that if we go with the R22 system, which has been in place for several years, and I do understand that it's being phased out, but that's what we've been operating on for several years. The cost of those two systems would be $16,950. Now, if we want the new Freon, the R410A, then it would be the $19,970. But I talked to Mr. Wilson this morning, and of course, it's listed on here that if we went with the R22, and the R22, I believe, is going to be phased out, what, in 2010, 2011?
2010.
It's going to become very hard to buy the R22.
But we're looking at right now a difference, a difference of $3,020. And several years up the road, they shouldn't have to have any Freon charge done for several years.
It's 16.
16,950.
Well, that's kind of like...
Well, less... Well, we're looking at $900.
It's less than $1,000. Yeah,
it's less than $1,000 with Young's Heating and Air.
Yeah.
Well, is Young's the new...
Yes, it's 410A.
If we was to... everyone else would need to bid on the R22 if we, so we'll get the plumb away from what we sent out to the... what Charles sent out to have bid on.
Well, okay. It really wasn't a bid, where it was just they submitted an estimate as what they were really cost.
Well, I'll make a motion to hire Young Heat and Air for $17,850 to put in their option number two on that proposal.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the proposal by Young's Heating and Air Conditioning for $17,850. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
One thing, Joe, I know it's not on the agenda. I just wanted to make a remark. We did receive our information from ERI on our asbestos, and there is no asbestos. I turned the bill in, it was $590. And Peggy, I put the originals in the file.
The report's in the file.
Move to adjourn.
Is that price for the for both for the one in the courthouse?
Second. Have a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.